And now we're going to go to the third and final hour of this morning's edition of Garden Talk. Here's our host, Mr. Mark Weber. Good morning.
All right. You heard what plant I am. What plant am I?
I did not hear that, actually.
Oh, my Lord.
I'm sorry. I'm locked in a box this morning.
Well, we'll continue with what plant I am. I asked a question to you today at 457-1290. With the fall season just around the corner, with the leaves beginning to turn the beautiful colors of rich reds and oranges and yellows and all of that, what is your favorite tree of fall? 457-1290 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Each and every one of you, and welcome back to what is what known as Garden Talk. And for the next hour or so, we'll be talking about everything that relates to your yard, gardening, landscaping challenges. If you've got a gardening question, if a line becomes available, dial up 457-1290. You can also be part of Garden Talk at gardentalkblog.com. You can also send me an email at mweber@weberlandscaping.com. And by the way, my last name is spelt with two B's. And what we do here on Garden Talk, folks, is give you the information, the analysis on how to have the best yard, garden, and landscaping ever. We talk about ways to improve the health of your trees, health of your lawn, the health of every part of the landscape. And we talk about things about site selection, soil testing, proper pruning, and all the horticultural practices that should be happening in the landscape. And also the proper agronomic practices as well. And I like to help you have the best yard, garden, and landscape. I have been doing this for a long time, more than a quarter of a century. That's how old I feel today, but I feel like I've been doing Garden Talk for over a quarter of a century. And I surely enjoy your calls at 457-1290. A little background on myself. I am the president and co-founder of a business called Mark Weber's Landscaping, and my company company website is weberlandscaping.com. You can learn about what we do in the world of horticulture and the world of arboriculture. And by the way, horticulture is cultivation and care of plants, and arboriculture is more specific with the study and the care and the maintenance of trees. I hold 2 degrees in horticulture from a place you may have heard of before called Ohio State University. And no, I'm not a diehard Buckeye fan. You always people think he went to Ohio State. He's a dead hard. I said, I don't get wound up about that stuff. I really don't. I get more wound up about baseball, honestly, than I do any other sport. I will tell you, Mason, I really have enjoyed the Indians here this last month or so.
That's been a blast to watch, and especially Cleveland. They deserve to have some historic things going on up there.
They have been playing some amazing baseball. I'm also designated as a board-certified master arborist from the International Society of Arboriculture. And I hold roughly, I think, 12 different certifications and qualifications, which I don't want to bore you with all that academic stuff. But I'm the guy who you can call when you've got a question about your yard, garden, and landscape. That's what I do here on Garden Talk. And that's what I do really well. And I do work on plants all over the United States. And I have a great knowledge of tropical horticulture as well as temperate zone horticulture. So if you have family that is in another part of the United States, let's say Florida or Carolinas or California, it's more likely than not I will be able to assist them with whatever their challenges may be. This show is more than just a Dayton, Ohio original. This is a show that's listened to literally coast to coast these days. And we're quite proud of that accomplishment as well. So let's go back to the telephone lines at 457-1290. And let's go talk to Teresa. And Teresa, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Teresa, I'm going to give you the version of what plant I am. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I am one of the rarest trees in eastern North America. I'm found principally on limestone cliffs of Kentucky and Tennessee and North Carolina, and you will find me even on shale cliffs in southeastern Ohio. But I'm very unique in the standpoint that I'm hardy all the way to zone 4, which puts me up into Michigan and even into parts of Canada. I am a small to medium-sized deciduous tree that typically grows 33 to 49 feet high and tall. And I'm unique in the standpoint that I'm very broad in my habit. And I grow leaves, and the leaves that I grow are pinnately compound, which means I have a single stalk made up of leaflets that's typically arranged anywhere from 5 to 11, but typically most found on trees of 7 to 9 leaflets on it. Also, what makes me unique is that my underside of my leaf, you'll actually find a little hairy underside to each little leaflet. And in the fall, my leaves turn brilliant yellow, gold, and even orange tinge. And in the spring, I have the most spectacular white flowers, and there are cultivars of me that are actually pink in color. And I am a plant that grows in full sun. I like really well-drained soil, but I'm also tolerant of high pH soils and also low pH soils. And I will thrive in urban conditions, which makes me unique. My greatest fallacy, though, is if I'm unpruned and untrained, I will likely fall apart by the time I'm 30 to 40 years of age because of what they call my V-shaped crotches of my branches to my trunk. My name is derived from my heartwood, which turns brilliant brown when I'm cut and exposed to light, even though that color is not what you see when you first cut me. I have been used in small amounts to substitute for walnut of other trees, and I've been used for gun stocks and decorative wood turning, and I'm also a source for dyes. I'm also unique in the standpoint that I can fix and make my own nitrogen. So, Teresa, what plant am I?
Chestnut tree.
Unfortunately, you're not correct.
Oh.
Yeah, American chestnut is a tree all to itself. The wood of American chestnut is totally different than the wood of what plant I am. But I really appreciate your call, and I hope you have a great and glorious day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. 457-1290. Let's talk to Brody in Mechanicsburg. Brody, what plant am I?
Good morning, Mr. Weber. Are you a Kentucky coffee tree?
Unfortunately, Brody, I am not. But like what we previously discussed, though, Kentucky coffee tree is a great tree, highly underutilized, and should be more utilized in so many different ways. And Brody, thanks for your call, and I hope you have a great and glorious day, sir. Take care. Bye-bye. 457-1290. So what plant could I be? I could be so many different trees. I could be so many different plants, but what plant am I? Let's head to New Lebanon. And Nancy, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
What plant am I, Nancy?
You are the Kentucky Yellowwood.
You are very correct. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You know, this is the tree, ladies and gentlemen, that is so unique. And I have one in my yard that I planted, 15 plus years ago. And in the spring, it is the most magnificent thing you can ever imagine. It is filled with white flowers that are panicky, that hang down. My tree blooms typically for about 3 weeks, and it's so full of bees and insects that are gathering the pollen and the nectar from it. The tree literally hums alive. In the summer, it is dense. It creates terrific shade. In the fall, it turns the most gorgeous, brilliant gold yellow color. And on the edges of the yellow leaves have these most magnificent reddish tinges, edges to the leaves. And then in the winter, where the flowers once were, it has these magnificent seed pods that hang down that the birds harvest the seeds all winter long. And this is a great, 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 great tree to be utilized in many landscapes. Its greatest fallacy is the fact that with age, it will break apart. So when it's planted young as a tree, young in your landscape, it needs a little bit of pruning and training to develop so that it doesn't have a whole lot of V-shape arrangements of its main scaffold branches. And if you can avoid that, you can have a tree that probably will last more than a century or further. Ma'am, you have won yourself a $25 gift card to Knollwood, and congratulations to you, and thank you for being part of Garden Talk, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to put you on hold, and the producers are going to get your vital information, okay?
Thanks.
Thank you. 457-1290. Guys, she's up on line one for your info. And let's go talk to, let's go talk to Jim. Jim's in Kettering. Good morning, Jim.
Hello, how are you?
I'm well, Jim. How can I help you today?
Well, it appears that I have grub worm in my yard. And I was wondering if it's too late to treat them and what I need to do.
Well, Jim, well's an awful deep subject.
It is, definitely so.
That was a pun on my part. Sorry.
I understand.
I could not resist that moment in time. Well, remember what we have here. Grubs are the larvae form of a beetle, okay? And they are the result of the beetle laying eggs on your lawn and having enough water from rainfall events for the beetle to eggs to hatch out. And right now, the only thing that these grub worms are thinking about is eating, okay? And they are eating the roots of your turf literally as we speak. The part that a lot of people have the hard time getting around or getting through their head through on this is that typically the average grub worm only moves about an inch squared its whole life on the horizontal side. Now, once the weather turns cooler, it will go deeper into the earth. So these dudes are sitting right below the thatch line and just chewing away. What I would strongly urge you to do, one, have you cut the turf open to see what's underneath it? Or how did you derive that you think you have this?
Well, two things. One, I saw that the grass was turning brown, so I pulled it up, and I saw the grub underneath, and I was able to just pull up sections of grass.
So this is like pulling up a like Donald Trump's toupee, right?
Correct.
I'm not saying that from a political standpoint, but I couldn't resist on that one either. But
that's true. then also, I think I have a raccoon or something in my backyard, helping himself, and he's digging up the grass also. So
is it kind of organized the way that they're pulling the grass up or not? Why that matters is skunks will do the same thing. Skunks tend to be very disorganized with the way they detoupee your lawn, okay? While raccoons are very organized. Can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
May I put you on hold real quick because the producers are getting ready to throw skunk urine at me? And okay. So when I come back, Jim, we'll get into more details about how to deal with your grub outbreak, okay?
All right.
We'll be right back, Jim. All right, thank you.
Okay.
When we come back, we'll do more Garden Talk, give you an updated weather forecast, and so much more on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Find new roads to savings at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. The intersection of Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg is the place you'll find dependable transportation. Great deals, no doubt, every day. For a young family member driving to and from school, for a person who spends a lot of time working on the road, or a parent who doubles as a shuttle service, you'll always find a great deal at Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks. Come see us and discover our big city selection of trucks, cars, vans, and SUVs. Dave Kale specializes in hard-to-find trucks. Make Dave Kale your automatic choice this fall for a new vehicle. Dave says you'll always get a warm reception at his dealership.
We urge you to take the easy country drive where you'll find no hassles, minimum time at the dealership, plus our great selection of GM-certified used vehicles.
Find new roads to Dave Kale Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Visit their website, DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. For over 30 years, the place to save is Dave Kale's Chevrolet.
Here's Jonathan Miles, a writer for Lux Magazine.
Lux Magazine covers all aspects of luxury lifestyle. So each year, we search across the globe, seeking out to find the highest quality products and world-class customer service.
So when they called us at James Free Jewelers, we knew this was going to be a big announcement.
So with all that in mind, Lux awarded the 2017 Jewelry Retailer of the Year in Ohio to James Free Jewelers, as they far exceeded the requirements necessary to receive this most prestigious award.
Pardon us if we're beaming with a little more pride these days. James Free Jewelers has worked hard every day since 1940 to earn the respect of our community. And now, the world. After all, it takes a lot more than luck to win an award from Lux. James Free Jewelers, 3100 Far Hills Avenue in Kettering. Once you shop at James Free, you'll never shop anywhere else in the world.
You have the ideas, we have what you need to see them through. Snyder Brick and Block, a local family-owned company since 1949, has everything you need to create a beautifully landscaped home and garden, including a premium selection of landscape stone, flagstone, boulders, pavers, decorative gravel, keystone retaining walls, outdoor fireplaces and fire pits, in addition to pool coping and porcelain tile, even topsoil and mulch to add the finishing touches. And since it's Snyder Brick and Block, you'll always find the latest styles, colors, and textures, along with impeccable customer service. Stop in to the showroom and supply yard near you, Kettering Hardscapes at 1733 Industrial Estates Drive, around the corner from our Moraine location on Dorothy Lane, Middletown Hardscapes, 2833 Cincinnati Dayton Road, or in Troy at 3246 North County Road 25A. We have what you need to create your amazing outdoor oasis. Visit SnyderOnline.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Oliver, best-selling author and retirement protection architect. Let me teach you the triple tax saving solution as we find numerous baby boomers leaving unnecessary tax on the table. I want to teach you how you can eliminate taxes legally on getting the money out of your IRAs, on the sale of a highly appreciated asset like your business or a piece of real estate, as well as the annual unnecessary taxation on your income for those of you still working. Go to taxessaved.com, taxessaved.com.
Big box stores.
Hello? Can anybody help me?
Aren't always the best solution. When shopping for custom window treatments, trust Carnation Blinds, your local shutter and window treatment company, where we bring the showroom to you. Free measurements and consultations are always the style at Carnation Blinds, and our products are higher quality and cheaper than any of those big box stores or websites. For blinds, shades, valances, drapery, shears, shutters, and more, call 643-2907 or see carnationblindsandshutters.com.
Interested in training to become a certified peace officer? Greene County Career Center's Affordable Peace Officer Basic Training Program can prepare you for the state certification exam. Recent graduates have found employment with area police departments, sheriff's departments, universities and hospitals, and park and wildlife divisions. Call Greene County Career Center at 372-6941. Financial aid assistance available for those who qualify. Academies begin in September and December. Call 372-6941. 372-6941.
Crisp, cool evenings signal fall and Burns Fabulous Fall Sale. Storewide savings of 20 to 40% lets you select a variety of fresh fall plants and beautiful planters. Mums, pansies, grasses, shrubs, and trees, plus new arrivals in our home decor and gift shop will complete your home for fall for entertaining. Create your fall look at Burns Garden Center and Landscaping in Middletown and Beaver Creek. And remember, your best garden always always begins at Burns.
Hi, it's Bob Wolf from There Is a Season. Turning 65 or need to choose a Medicare plan during open enrollment? Contact Jim Spaulding today for a no-cost, no-obligation review of your health insurance needs. Call now, 266-6942, or visit SpaldingRetirementSolutions.com.
He's been a favorite for many years.
Great traffic reporter.
I grew up listening to him.
Helping you get to work and get home for over three decades. Dayton's most trusted traffic authority is Sergeant Mark Bowron on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Ladies and gents, age 825, let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
We'll see lots of sunshine here today. It's going to be a hot day with most of us seeing highs in the upper 80s. Some spots may even crack 90 as we head into the evening hours, and especially overnight tonight, mainly clear skies are expected. Overnight lows will be in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Brett Collor on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new live Doppler HG7 radar is simply clear. Ladies and gentlemen, if you are in your house, look out your windows right now. It's absolutely a beautiful September morning. 64 in downtown Dayton, 63 in Springboro, 62 in Hamilton. On the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and garden talk for over a quarter century, AM 1290 and News 95 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group Ohio. Now, back to Garden Talk on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number to dial. If you would like to be part of this morning's broadcast, we do have a line available for your use. And let's head back to the telephone lines where we were talking to Jim about his problem with grubs. Jim, good morning. Are you with us, sir?
I am.
Right now, you've got a crisis in your lawn, and you're going to have to go after these dudes in the big way. You want to use a product called Dylox, D-Y-L-O-X. And as soon as
was that Z?
No, D is in dog, Y is year, L is in love, O is in Ohio, and X is in X-ray.
Okay.
You want to apply Dylox, and you need to start watering. It's going to take at least an inch to inch and a half of water through the turf to get the Dylox down to the grubs to knock them out. And even then, you're only going to probably take out about 80% of the population.
Oh, okay.
Now, repair-wise, seeding is still on the table. You could start doing grass seeding. And then second's going to be sod. The lesson, though, Jim, I want you to take from this experience, and I'm going to give this kind of to all of the folks that are listening to us right now. What you are experiencing, Jim, was foreseeable and preventable, okay? Grubs will always go to people's lawns every year. The way that we control it is by applying a long-season grub control back in the month of May or June or early July, okay?
Okay.
So from here forward, you should always be thinking as part of your maintenance program for your lawn is a long season application of grub prevention sometime in late May, June, or July. If you do that, Jim, you won't be facing the mess that you're facing now. Because Dylox is literally, I think, double or triple the price of what normal long season grub control is. Plus, you're only going to control a little bit smaller population of insects. And you're still going to be faced with massive lawn repair.
Okay. As far as the turf, that is the roots that are eaten, should I remove all of that?
You're going to have to remove all of that and reseed or resod.
Okay.
You got a lot of work ahead of you, son. But get this Dylox on today, and then start watering. And
where would one get that?
Any local garden center sells Dylox.
Okay.
D-Y-L-O-X. Get doing it because you're going to have dead grass as every minute and every hour turns. They are chomping away like little rug rats, okay?
Right. Okay.
Good luck, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
457-1290 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 8:30. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO News update. Our top local story, Clark County responding to recent disaster in Puerto Rico from Hurricane Maria, and the leaders there appreciate it.
Summer-like temperatures continue as we head throughout the weekend. I'm meteorologist Brett Collar. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
And our top story, the Springfield Air Guard unit is busy helping residents of Puerto Rico get back on their feet after Hurricane Maria.
We had the chance to talk to the commander of this six-person group. That's the 269th Combat Communication Squadron, now in St. Thomas. He says that their work is enabling other people to do their job, and these are first responders of the island.
WHIO's Jim Adi says the people of Puerto Rico are showing appreciation for this effort. Now to Oxford, where cops are asking for help with two reported sexual assaults on Miami University's campus. Those assaults reportedly taking place early Friday morning. The suspects in this case have been described as three black males in their 20s, as well as one white male between 18 and 22 years old. Cops are taking extra security measures around campus this weekend. You want to see more about this story, go to our website, WHIO.com. Let's get a look at our weather forecast now from meteorologist Brett Collar.
Average highs this time of the year sit in the low to mid 70s, but we'll be approaching 90 today and on your Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brett Collar on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar is all clear. The sun is officially made its full appearance. Right now, it looks like the start of a hot, dry day out there. 65 degrees in Troy, 61 in Springfield, 64 here in Dayton at 8:32. I'm Jonah Adi on Dayton's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Depend on it.
If it's green and you walk, run, and play on it, we have it, along with everything you're going to need to keep it healthy and beautiful all year long. Hi, this is Randy with Green Velvet Sod Farms. Since 1959, Green Velvet has been growing Ohio's most beautiful turfgrass sod and supplying landscape professionals with grass seed, fertilizers, landscape supplies, and expert advice. Green Velvet knows turfgrass. If you're starting a new lawn or repairing a tired old one, nothing beats the beauty of a Green Velvet tall fescue or Kentucky bluegrass sodded lawn. But sod is just the tip of the grass blade here at Green Velvet. We have the highest quality grass seed and turf fertilizers that you can find anywhere. In fact, our team of turf professionals can provide you with solutions to all of your turf, ornamental, and landscape needs. Want to learn more about what Green Velvet can do for you? Check out our new website at greenvelvet.com. With four locations in Dayton and Columbus, it's never been easier to have a beautiful green lawn. Insist on Green Velvet.
Hi, everybody. Sergeant Mark here. If you've been thinking about getting your house painted, I want to tell you about my experience with CertaPro Painters. Now, they're my go-to choice for any paint job, large or small, interior, exterior. They've painted the inside and outside of my house now, and I was completely satisfied. Now's a perfect time for you to get on the fall schedule. Get everything looking picture-perfect just in time for the holidays. This is CertaPro's 25th anniversary, and they invite you to experience the CertaPro difference. Every CertaPro Painter's business is independently owned and operated. You can get a free detailed estimate by calling 800-GO-CERTA, G-O-C-E-R-T-A. It's CERTA with a C, 800-GO-CERTA or CERTAPRO.com. Now, the estimate is just one aspect that sets CertaPro apart from other contractors. Their estimate is detailed. Everything is spelled out clearly. No surprises. They're easy to work with, and I found that they take great pride in their work. That's why they say, CertaPro Painters, we do painting, you do life.
This is WHIO's Clark Howard. I save you money, and the gang at WHIO work hard to bring you live breaking weather, traffic, and news right here.
WHIO. Let's spend some time to take a walk through the Garden Gate with John Scott from Knollwood Garden Center and Landscape on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning, John Scott.
Good morning, Mr. Weber. How are you?
I am very well, sir. Very well. It feels like July, doesn't it?
It does. But this time of year, if you look at a lot of people's annual flowers, you know, they're starting to go downhill. And And I think one of the reasons is, you know, everyone's been watering them the month of May, and people are getting a little tired of their beds and haven't been doing the deadheading. So this is the time, even though it's a bit warm today, to get out there and do that fall transition. It's always a moment of refreshment to get out there and take that garden from what summer look was to turn it into the fall look, using all your mums and winter blooming pansies and cabbage and kale and celosia and all the gourds and pumpkins that you can add and the straw bales and the corn shocks. And, you know, the nice part of it is certainly we don't all do our whole garden. You know, you pick a couple of focal points of your landscape. It may be by the front door, it may be out by the mailbox, it may be out by your light post. But you just do a couple of things that say, you know what, the summer's winding down and that fall harvest season is a season of celebration, and to just show that fall color. So I know it's a little warm today. Maybe a time to go out there today and get that garden cleaned up, because you'll be surprised how many weeds you see poking through when you pull all those annuals out and get that cleaned up and then be ready to do that transition when it comes.
Exactly the point. And you know what else, John? This is ideal weather to be planting winter blooming pansies.
You put those
dudes in the ground right now with the warmer soils. They are going to grow a massive amount of roots that will return you the favor with a massive amount of bloom through the winter season. A lot of times,
I don't know what the weather's going to do this winter, Mark, but I know last winter warm for so long, and we just missed it.
Exactly. This would be an awesome way to increase color in your landscape in the winter season. Plant them now, ladies and gentlemen, with your fall mums, and you will increase the likelihood of winter survival and winter bloom with the pansies and return life come the spring of 2018.
And maybe even enjoy the winter.
Exactly. Well, listen, sir, yeah, it's really good to speak with you, Mr. John Scott. Hope you have a great and glorious day, and we will talk very soon.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You've been Through the Garden Gate with John Scott from Knollwood Garden Center and Landscape. The Garden Talk phone lines are open. Call the garden guru, Mark Weber, at 457-1290 on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290 is the number of the dial. If you would like to give me a call, I would love to talk to you and help you with whatever your yard gardening and landscaping challenges you have. I will be happy to serve you the best I possibly can. Let's head to the telephone lines and see who's up first. Let's go talk to Betty. Betty, good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you, Betty?
Yes, I planted a butterfly garden this past spring, and I put the Joe Pye weed and the butterfly or the milkweed in pots, so I didn't want it to be too invasive. And just wonder how I can overwinter those. How much sun do they need, if any? And
tell me a little bit about which milkweed you planted.
Oh, one was swamp milkweed. I can't remember the other variety. I planted two of those.
All right. Was this acephalus?
I don't know.
Okay. Reason I'm saying this is without knowing exactly which one you planted, because there are a multitude of different ones. I mean, most of them are perennial in nature, meaning that they live season to season.
They were perennial, and they were native to zone 5.
Okay, because the reason there's like 4 different types of them. That's why I was asking the question. First of all, I would suggest getting them into the ground. Okay.
Into the ground. Okay.
Yeah, because the thing is, that's where the good Lord wants them to be. Okay.
Okay.
You know, I mean, sometimes, first of all, I will tell you that if it's the native milkweed, it's not invasive. Okay.
I know one was swamp milkweed.
Okay.
And I don't remember the other variety.
Okay, but I'm trying to say to you, the vast majority of milkweeds are not invasive. Okay. But let's talk about where they belong. They belong in full sun, okay? And these are typically plants that are pioneer plants, meaning that they like to be in full sun without any competition of trees or shrubs or anything nearby.
Right.
So if you can give them those type of situations, I think you might be pretty successful. The second part of this, though, is what you plant, I want you to mulch with about 2 inches of organic mulch over its root system.
Right.
Make sure you water them in aggressively. With these warm soils right now, you're going to get a lot of good root development below ground that will allow them to get steady themselves through winter. But there is the chance that you'll have some loss related to freeze-thaw conditions over the winter season. And that mulching I've just described will help mm-hmm. reduce that. And then you'll be, then you should be good.
Okay. Now, I put them in pots to, I guess, I thought they were invasive, but, and the Joe Pieweed as well.
Joe Pieweed's not invasive either.
It's not. Okay,
but it's,
good.
But be respectful of that plant. This is a plant that gets about 4 to 5 feet tall and wide.
Right.
So give it plenty of room in the garden to grow.
You know, now, how far, I planted all this stuff just for butterflies. How far away can I have the host plant from the succulents and still attract the butterflies?
I don't understand your question.
Okay, so I have the Joe Pieweed and the milkweed for host plants.
Okay.
And then I have the rest of the butterfly garden for the nectar.
Okay.
So how far away can I plant the Joe Pieweed and the butterfly or the milkweed from the nectar plant?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't.
No, I mean, unless you live on 1,000 acres or something like that.
They'll find it.
Yeah, they'll find it. Yeah, well, think about it this way. This is kind of a neat analogy. What do insects have that you and I, a lot of insects, particularly pollinators and ones that we want to attract in the garden, like, say, monarchs and viceroys and other animals that belong to the group of insects called Lepidopterans. Think what moths and butterflies have that we don't have. What can they do?
Well, they probably have a radar system.
Well, they fly. Okay,
right.
They've got wings. And the other thing.
Well, I just want to make sure that I had them in a spot where they realize that the plants are over here in the.
Betty, remember that movie, that Kevin Costner movie where this puts the ball field up in the middle of the cornfield?
Yep. Okay, got it.
Build it and they will come. Yep. Okay.
All right. That was my question because I thought, well, if I put them in the butterfly garden, it's going to be too big.
And Betty,
but I have another place that I can put them. It'll be, relatively in the same area, but not.
And Betty, not to go too deep and lose everybody in the audience, the other thing that these insects have is they have a very keen sense of olfactory,
right?
To sense and smell these things, and they are attracted by these scents and fragrances like no other animals on the planet do. So you're talking about animals that have genetically they've evolved to the place where they are today, where they can mm-hmm. sense and smell this stuff miles and miles away to be able to fly to it to do what they have to do. So
well, that's good because this will help me then. I didn't want to have to try to overwinter these things and keep them alive.
Get them in the ground. Just get them in the ground, but create a bed, a landscape bed that's cultivated. Don't put them in the middle of the lawn like some people do and expect it to grow because it just won't. Okay?
I have a perfect place for it. So, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Take care, Betty.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
457-1290. And let's roll to Centerville. Hey, John, welcome to Garden Talk.
Hi. I got a problem with moles in a soccer field. I've tried all kind of worms and traps. And you got any ideas to get rid of those critters?
Well, where do you think a mole is?
It's like a big mouse that burrows around for grubs.
Nope.
And
it's a mammal, okay? And it's a mammal that it's quite aggressive. It's a mammal that lives its entire life below ground. Its whole modus operandi is to eat. And its primary food source is earthworms, okay?
Right.
They have to eat 7 times their body weight a day in earthworms. And one of the ways that they do that is by building this expansive tunnel system what they call feeder tunnels throughout cultivated areas and also in woodland areas. Keep in mind that a mole does not know property lines. And typically we find moles associated in areas where we have wild areas or woodland areas or maybe prairie areas. So if we eliminate one mole, a lot of times we'll end up with two to three more. Typically one mole lives in 1/2 acre to 1 acre of square space. They're very territorial. If they run into each other in the tunnel, they will fight to the death, because they do not like each other. In fact, mama mole, when she has progeny, which are typically twice a year, spring and fall, her babies are kicked out of the house by the second week of their birth. She doesn't want to have them around. Okay? So there's no nepotism whatsoever in the world of moles. The best way to manage moles is a couple different ways, one of which, cats are very good predators of moles. Okay? Second is there is a product called Talprid, Talaprid, that has a good efficacy against moles. Now, I realize that one application typically will eliminate 1 to 2 moles, but typically within a few weeks or days or months, more moles will move in. So you may be constantly treating. This is going to be a one-time gig. This is going to be a multiple-time gig, because remember, I once calculated out that one mating pair of moles within a 2-year period can typically produce, I think, 128 progeny in a 24-month period. Now, that's guaranteeing none of them would die.
Yeah.
In which there's not a lot of scientific study about livelihood and how long they live, but that's the biological capacity of this animal. So, needless to say, I think it's important for you to realize that long-term management is the only view that you should have. This isn't a quick fix. This isn't going through the drive-thru and ordering a number one, a number two, a number three.
I've been dealing with this for decades.
Okay, go think of this, and I will tell you, as a kid growing up, we never had a lot of mole problems in landscapes. When a lot of cities and municipalities enacted what they entitled cat leash laws, where cats weren't allowed to roam, the mole thing became a lot worse. So cats do a really good job at catching moles. Now, some people get really irritated about cats, and I understand that. I will tell you, that would be
a problem in this case, because it's a soccer field. Not like around the house. Where I
understand. I would say, more intensive management, there are some pretty good traps out there that have the harpoon action to them that can And I will tell you, the studies have been pretty conclusive that the Talprid material works.
Okay.
And it's very effective. The only catch 22 is you're going to have to learn how to bait it. And one of the things is you have to slip it into the tunnel so those little dudes will grab it and do their thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay, John?
I've tried the worms, and I've tried several different traps. And the worms have been the most successful, but not very consistent.
Keep doing it. That's what I'm trying to say, is you're dealing with a large population that wants to come in and take over this. Because, John, you've got all this great green grass
beautiful.
That's my point. That's perfect for a mole to run through and get earthworms to eat.
Yeah.
You've created, it's like Thanksgiving table, okay?
Oh, we must have a great earthworm population.
and that's a healthy thing for the soil, but just keep in mind that's what you're dealing with.
Yep.
John, I must run because the constraints of time, because the producers are getting ready to throw mole pellets at me.
All right?
You bet. When we come back, more Garden Talk after this on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us. for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Equifax recently announced a security breach that could affect 143 million Americans. You need to take steps to get protection. Be among the millions who trust their identity protection to LifeLock. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect if your personal information is being used by online identity thieves. And if there's a problem, one of LifeLock's identity restoration agents will work to fix it. They know the steps to take and the calls to make to resolve problems as quickly as possible. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at all businesses, but rest assured that LifeLock has been helping people come out on the bright side of the identity theft problem for over a decade. Plans start just $9.99 plus applicable taxes. Get 10% off by using the promo code RUSH 800-440-4833 or go to lifelock.com and use the promo code RUSH.
Hi, this is Larry Hanskin with Richard Herbst of Keller Williams Hometown Realty. And as people have been listening to us through the past couple of months, they should know by now the Dayton real estate market is very strong.
You're exactly right. Inventory is historically low. Interest rates are still low, and the prices are high.
So what opportunity does this create?
You know, Larry, as I've looked at hundreds of homes here over the Miami Valley, I'm noticing a lot more quality in the homes that are being sold right now. So really, both buyer and seller is benefiting in this market.
So the seller is getting top dollar. The buyer is getting great value. I imagine you're walking away from closings with two happy parties.
Everybody's happy at closings these days.
Well, to get that process started, what do folks need to do?
Call me at 937-477-1411.
And your website?
That's teamherbst.com, TEAMHERBST.com.
And the number again?
477-1411.
Find new roads of savings at Dave Kale's Chevrolet and Chevy Trucks, Routes 4 and 29 in Mechanicsburg. Fresh, big city selection of new Chevys and GM certified used vehicles. Dave Kale specializes in hard to find trucks. Go to DaveKehlChevrolet.com. Call 1-800-886-1000 to get started. Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken in Springfield, New Carlisle, and the Northern Miami Valley presents a tailgate sensation, the Lee's Buckeye Bucket. 25 jumbo chicken strips for just $24.99. Add a large Dr. Pepper for just a buck. Good every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday through 2017. Lee's Famous Recipe. We can cater your next big party. Go to leeschicken.net.
At Security National Bank, we believe strong communities are built with local volunteers, donations, and leadership. Last year, our bankers supported many local clubs, schools, and groups. This year, Security National Bank invites you to build a stronger community with us.
Could you retire sooner than you think and with greater financial security? Hello, I'm David Gaylor, president of Tradewinds Financial Group, and I'm also the author of Income Allocation. You will learn strategies to create a dependable, sustainable, and predictable income stream for your retirement. You'll also learn critical information about the two risks you must manage for a successful retirement. Learn more about these strategies and
give Tradewinds Financial Group a call. 800-385-0437. That's 800-385-0437.
Stockslager's is our name.
Mum's the word. The plant that says fall is chrysanthemum. And Stockslager's Greenhouse and Garden Center has a huge selection, including bushel basket-sized Belgian mums. Plant mums now and enjoy vivid fall color. Don't forget to plant your fall bulbs. They arrive Labor Day weekend, just 1 mile west of New Lebanon on US 35. Remember, mum's the word. Chrysanthemum. Get yours now.
Stockslager's Greenhouse and Garden Center.
As we all know, life can bring about many challenges. Fortunately, some you can expect and plan for. By joining the McAfee Comfort Club, we can find many problems before they happen. And for the moment you're caught off guard, our emergency priority service restores your comfort quickly. Any season, any time. McAfee.
David Cemetery has been serving the families of the Miami Valley since 1826. In 2011, we built our first outdoor columbarium, and in 2015 completed our second. You may be asking, what is a columbarium? A columbarium is a chamber or wall in which urns containing cremations are stored. For more information, call 937-434-2255 or go to davidcemetery.com. David Cemetery, generations of care.
In today's economy, we weigh every decision carefully. When we needed new windows, we looked for the best solution.
We found it. Marvin Windows and Doors.
We worked with our local Marvin dealer.
With so many options, it was easy to find the perfect fit. I love, love, love our new windows. Best decision ever.
Trust me, Marvin's the right choice.
Marvin Windows and Doors are available at Ansonia Lumber, your Marvin dealer and family-owned full-service lumber company. You can find them at ansonialumber.com.
She is very informative.
I trust her weather reports.
Dayton's most trusted meteorologist with in-depth weather information all morning.
Count on Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirstie Zantini with a forecast you can depend on.
Here on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good morning. It is 8:55. Let's check out the updated weather forecast from News Center 7.
We'll see lots of sunshine here today. It's going to be a hot day with most of us seeing highs in the upper 80s. Some spots may even crack 90 as we head into the evening hours, and especially overnight tonight, mainly clear skies are expected. Overnight lows will be in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Brett Collar on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
A current scan of the new live Doppler HG7 radar is clear. We got 64 degrees in downtown Dayton on the station that you depend on for weather, traffic, and news, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Dayton and Springfield station for news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Experts weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
457-1290. Don't forget Garden Talk starts every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, and we run until 9. And we hope that you enjoyed this morning's live broadcast. Let's go to Dayton. Let's go talk to Kathy. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
I have a question. I was given two small Japanese maples, and I want to put them in pots. And my question is, what size pot should I use for? One is about 2 feet tall, one is about 1 foot tall.
Why do you want to put them in pots?
I don't know. I just think I'd like to. But I want to know how to overwinter them.
I would prefer you put them in the ground and let them grow.
Well, I have several in the ground. I can always do that.
This is the danger, Kathy.
Okay.
This is the danger. Those roots that that are attached to those two trees, if they become pot bound, they will be forever cursed to die.
Sure.
This is why roots of trees do not have buds, and when they get directed in one direction, those roots do not change their direction unless humans cut them and alter them. I see a lot of Japanese maples die because of stem girdling roots related to the fact that they were left in a pot too long. Or by the time they were planted, the roots weren't manipulated to grow the right direction. So, I it's hard enough to grow a big Japanese maple.
Right.
And you realize this is a slower growing tree, so... You know, the danger lies that if you leave it in a pot too long, and plus, thus you're also going to put the challenge of trying to overwinter it into the game here, it's going to be rough.
Well, that was really my question. What do I do with them over the winter? Do I move it to the garage or not?
I would put it in the ground.
Well, then let me ask another question. If I go that route, they're small, as I said, do I do anything special with them in the winter since they're so small?
I would probably protect them from feeding animals like deer and stuff.
Okay.
But that's what I would do.
Okay.
But remember, this is a tree that likes shade, and this is a tree that likes well-drained soil. If you can find shade in well-drained soil, and a little bit of filtered shade, that is, it's going to be a great plant to have in the garden, okay?
All right, thank you for your help.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, folks, that'll wrap it up for this week's edition of Garden Talk. A very special thanks to Mason and the company for a job well done. And to thank you for listening to this morning's broadcast. Remember, Garden Talk starts every Saturday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, and we run till 9. And it's always an honor and a privilege to be here and assist you with having the best yard, garden, and landscape ever. And remember the very words that I spoke near a quarter of a century ago. And it's so very true on this fine September day. And I hope you take these words to heart and make a difference in your life. Gardening, my friends, is a great quest in life. It's a wonderful way to enjoy the blessed earth in which we live. Please, my friends, get out there and do some gardening. But be sure the gardening that you always do is happy gardening on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill.